Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contained.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show Component. This is your half-hour inspirational programming. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you all so very much for tuning in this evening. It is always a joy and a pleasure to have you on this broadcast. And those of you all that certainly listen in from around the world, I thank you too for that. This show broadcast over the internet is heard all over the world where there's access to the internet. You can certainly find us at Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc., D-R, no period, J-E-S-S-E, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, Inc.com or drjessewalker.com. We're going to invite the presence of God into our programming tonight. Father, we invite you in this evening and take over and show up and show out for us. Help the people to get a blessing from this message tonight. It may appear that some may not be in need of what's presented this evening. And then, of course, there's always somebody that will need to hear this message tonight. And help it to be always a message of hope and love. In Christ's name, I do pray and thank you. Amen. Okay, tonight we're going to be dealing with our topic for the evening, and that is, your blessings are here and now. And we're going to do a two-part series on that. Your blessings are here and now. We have done a series of the Ten Commandments where we talked about your first relationship, your first fourth commandments deal with your relationship with God. The next six deals with your relationship with your fellow man. So if you want to catch any of those shows, I certainly encourage you to go into the archives, check out any one of those broadcasts, and I know that you will be blessed in doing so. So once again, if you want to find out about any of those shows, go in there and listen to any of the archives, and you will receive a blessing, an immediate blessing. So, and of course, if you ever have a question, you can send it to online at drjessewalker.com. We will do our best to lead and direct you and pray with you in anticipation that you will go in the direction of God, always in a positive direction. All right, your blessings are here and now. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, I want to start out by sharing some scripture with you all this evening, some scriptures that you can certainly, at your leisure, go in and take a look at. Our first scripture that I want to point in your direction is Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, once again, Philippians 4:19, and my God, you see the word "and" here is precipitated by something that has already taken place, and it's presented in a way that there's something that was spoken before that, and this "and" represents plus, also, and that makes it like plural. John and Sally are. John is. And the word, when you've got the word there and, it signifies that this is plural. There is something else that was taking place in Philippians that it spoke about. And in verse 19 of chapter 4, it says, and my God will supply. Also, my God will supply every need of yours. So here, I mean, I take the Bible literally as it is written. And my God will supply. And, you know, as I look at that scripture, also, my God, the God that's personal to me, you know, so you begin to look and you say, well, this is subjective here now because I'm looking at this from a perspective that the God of the universe, the one that I call Father, the one that I call Creator, the one that some call Universal Mind, the one that calls the author of creation, the originator, the manager of the universe, and my God will. Doesn't say could, doesn't say might, doesn't say there's a possibility. It says, my God will supply. The word supply means to, also another word that can be substituted for that is the word provide. My God, the God that I serve, is capable of and will do this. Not that he's going to think about it, but he will. Will is a strong word because it shows action. Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? I will. That means it requires some action. Yeah, I will do this. The woman, will you have this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? Yes, I will. You know, it requires an action for you to indicate something. You know, in this case, in public exchange, in public announcement, that you take action. You know, you're in your sane mind, you're going to do something. So here it says, my God will. My God is going to take action. And the action that he's going to take is he's going to provide. He's going to supply all, not some, not a few, not just a tiny bit, but it says, my God will provide, my God will supply all your needs. Now, it doesn't say all, it will supply every need, every need. Now, this is, go to Philippians 4:19. You all have got to go to Philippians 4:19. Because this is a powerful statement. And my God, and he will do this. He will do the other part that it speaks about prior to 4:19. In addition to that, he will do this. He will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So now if you're losing me with that, please, and I don't want you to just take my word for it. I want you to actually go in there and look at the scripture. No matter where you are in your life this evening or in the morning, wherever you are in the world and whatever time it is, if you're listening to this in one of the archived broadcasts, I want you to clearly understand that the God of heaven, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation, he is capable and he will do it. He will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we ought to say amen for that. Now, another scripture I want to give you is James 1:7. Every good gift, every, and here's the word every again, every good gift. And every perfect gift. So there are two separate gifts here. One is a good gift, and the other one is a perfect gift. every good gift, and here's that word and again, in addition to every good gift, there's also a perfect gift. That's what this is telling us here, James 1:7. The word and is used in multiplication. It means also, in addition to, every good coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. And that is also a profound statement. So when tonight we're talking about your blessings are here and now, guess what? The breath that you're breathing, which is that muscle is involuntary, that action that's taken, you don't have to tell yourself to breathe in and out. You know, it does it automatically because you are breathing God's breath. He put breath into you, and you're breathing his oxygen. That's what you're breathing, his breath of life. He breathed that into the nostrils of man, which caused man to become a living being. You see, before that, man was not a living being. He was just a corpse. He was just a body. He was just a frame. You see, it wasn't until God breathed his breath, powerful he is. When God breathed his breath into man, into Adam, Adam became a living being. And you see, when somebody dies, when they're dying, if you've ever seen a dead person like I have, or a person dying, they struggle. They struggle. They're fighting for that last breath. That last breath. Because it leaves them and goes back to God. God giveth and the Lord taketh away. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But that's all while you're living. You are breathing the breath of God. You see, oh, this is so good. This is so good. And we don't realize how good it is. We don't realize how good it is. You cannot be a living being without breathing in the breath of God. And God gives that to you. That's his blessing. That's part of his blessing to you. You are breathing the breath of God. And you see, the unfortunate part sometimes with us is, we're breathing the breath of God, but we're not being fed with the word of God. You say, well, how is that? We're breathing the breath of God. Yes, we're breathing. That's an involuntary action. God's given that to us here and now. But see, the thing about it is we're walking around with the breath of God in us, but we are spiritually dead. You say, well, how is that happening? Because the scripture tells us that man cannot. It doesn't say man should not. It doesn't tell us that there's a possibility that man is going to be able to do this. The scripture clearly tells us that man cannot live by bread alone. And the bread that it's talking about is the physical bread. You know, we need that to sustain the body. But we need that spiritual food that comes from the word of God to sustain the spirit of God, the breath that we breathe, that soul. We need that to sustain that. You see, oh my goodness, this is good. I hope you all are getting this. But see, I'm telling you, the breath of life, as we breathe in and out, that involuntary action, it is so good, it sustains us. That food, because God's breath is within us. That's what keeps us alive. You take the breath away, and there is no more life in you. The breath of God is what gave you the life in the first place. That's what brings it out. It's the breath of life, God's breath of life that's in you that causes you to be a living being. And now, we need to, in order for us to grow spiritually. You see, because we're living in a world of darkness, because man's heart is hardened, because man is not being spiritually fed. It is impossible. It is impossible, in my opinion, my humble opinion, it is impossible to be out here presenting things no matter what you're doing in life. But if you are not feeding yourself spiritually with the Word of God, then you are seeing a world where you're thinking that it's important to run after this or run after that or chase this or chase that. And you're missing the most vital components of life, of sustaining your soul by feeding your spirit with the Word of God. You're missing out. You're missing out. You're chasing the wrong thing. You see, and see, eventually, you're going to run out of breath. We all will. It's called we're going to die eventually as we continue to live if Christ hasn't come back, you know, while we're still alive. You're going to eventually, how many people do you know? I'm going to throw this question out there. How many people, those of you all that are listening, how many people do you know that are living to be an average of 100 years? How many? You probably don't know any. You just hear about someone that's lived to be 100 or 103. Do anybody on this planet know anybody that's 121 years of age? I doubt it very seriously. And soon as you hear somebody over 103, 4, 5, they soon pass away, maybe because they've gotten discovered. And we're all trying to chase the fountain of youth. We're all trying to sustain our survival. We're all trying to live as long as we possibly can. But then time runs out eventually. The breath of God that we breathe day in and day out is ultimately going to fade away, and we're going to die. That's a part of life, is dying. But the question becomes, what have we accepted Christ as our personal Savior? Have we witnessed to others about the love of God? Have we ourselves even fed ourselves spiritually so that when it is our time is up, have we established that relationship with Him? Have we, and see, once we have and we're feeding spiritually, the world would, if more of us were doing that, the world would not be as dark as it is. And I don't mean literally dark like black skies. I'm talking about the heart of man would not be cold like it is towards his fellow man. Somebody ought to say amen. And see, that's the thing. When you are feeding yourself spiritually, see, you can't take on the character of God and not bring about a change in your life for the better. It's just impossible to do. It's about when you start genuinely reading and studying and dissecting and allowing God to work in your life, you become a new creature in Him. And so those old things of the man are passed away and the new things have become. Those things have now become anew. And so you start to, then that old man thought in you because you put aside that old man and you have become a renewed or a new man now, you know, thinking differently. You know, the actions that you once took, you're no longer interested in those actions anymore. But you're interested in representing and demonstrating the character of Christ. And that's what will change our world, is when we start walking the walk and talking the talk and praying to God and saying, God, change my heart from coldness. Change my heart from being this disheartened heart. Change my heart to have more love where there's evil. Change my heart for more peace where there's contentment. Change my spirit, God, where there's envy. Replace it, oh God, with your love. And you see, once we're able to do that, God shows up and He shows out. And people start to look at you differently and say, hey, this man, no, he don't walk the same anymore. This man is not talking the same anymore. Something must have come over him. Whatever it is, I want some of that myself. Because that man, I saw how he used to be a long time ago. And that man is no longer that way. And now he talks, he doesn't even maybe talk about God as often, but he's living a life which is even a better example because he's living that lifestyle. That he's found, he's become a renewed man. God has gone into his life and he has invited him in. He has accepted Christ as his personal Savior. He wants to walk that talk now. He wants to have, that's his lifestyle. And you know what? He seems content because he's got the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding resides within him. And when you can get to that level, oh my goodness, the things that once may have upset you, they no longer upset you anymore. And that's where we've got to get to. That's what I want to be presented on tonight's broadcast. Your blessings, my brothers and my sisters out there all over the world, your blessings are here and now. I don't care what your circumstances are. You can hear this. You can hear this message. You're blessed. Because there are people that can't hear this message. You're still breathing. There were many who woke up this morning, but they're dead. There are many who woke up, who went to sleep last night, but they didn't wake up this morning. People died in the course of the day. Just today, I heard there was another school shooting. Just today in the local neighborhood, there was shooting. And people, the hearts of man, you begin to wonder, what is going on in the world? What is going on? Well, I can tell you, my friends, it's because people are not being fed spiritually. Yes, we can talk about morals. We can talk about values. We can talk about doing the right thing. But you see, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. How do you train them up? The Word of God. We have gotten so far from the Word of God. We're taking matters in our own hands. We don't want prayer here. We don't want prayer there. We don't want the Ten Commandments represented here. Well, as long as we keep deducting the Word of God and thinking that, oh, we're big as God. We can think for ourselves. God may be out to lunch. Why don't we do this on our own? You know, you're trying to fly a plane with no wings. It's not possible. At least I don't think it's possible. I haven't seen any yet to fly without wings. It's like a bird trying to fly without wings, whom the plane is modeled after. It's just not possible. And that's what we're doing to ourselves because we think that we can do it without God. I mean, come on. Think for a moment. Let's just think for a moment. Is any human being capable of putting a sun 93 million miles away in the sky that you cannot look at with the natural eye for a period of time? Can any human being do that? Put the sun 93 million miles away from Earth. A human being. You can't even look directly into the sun. That's not enough. Can a human being put the moon, the night light, 240,000 miles away? Can they, and cause the waves of the sea to roar? Can any human being do that? No. I started to say I don't think so, but I know that we can't do that. We can't do that. We cannot compare to the existence and the length of time that God has been around. We can't. No human being can do what God can do. But yet, because our minds are finite, his mind is infinite. There's no end to God. There's no end to God. And you know, it's just, we try to put God in a box of our own understanding and interpretation. You can't do that. God doesn't fit in that. He just doesn't. You're breathing his breath. Imagine 6 billion people in the world plus are all breathing the breath of God, and each person has a different fingerprint. Now, you tell me God is not powerful? It's only God that can put a sun 93 million miles away. It's only a God that can put the galaxies up there in the sky, the stars, the planets. It's only God. Man can't do that. Man can't do that. So tonight, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation, I want you to know that there is hope. I don't care what's going on with you. I don't care if you're just depressed. I don't care if life is not the way it used to be. You know, I care about you. But God is blessing you. And you know what? Even if you are feeling down and out, you know what? You're still alive. You're breathing the breath of God. Give thanks right now wherever you are. Give thanks for your situation. Give thanks to God that, you know what, he's giving you another day. And you know what, make a pledge with him and say, God, today I'm going to stop complaining. Help me, God, to stop complaining. I'm going to just try to go the remainder of this day without complaining. Keep a log and say, God, help me to, instead of complaining, help me to speak something positive into the universe. Help me to speak something positive into somebody else's life. You know, just like God breathed life into man, become a living being, speak something. I challenge you all tonight in part one of this message. Your blessings are here and now. This is part one. We will give part two next week. I challenge you this evening in the United States where I am, it's 7:26 p.m. Eastern time. And let me tell you, you may be in another part of the world, it may be a different time, chances are it is. But I'm telling you, wherever you are, whatever your time zone is, right now as you hear this message, when we have concluded this broadcast, I challenge you that you will not speak negativity into the universe, but instead you will speak something positive with the person close to you. Just something positive, something complimenting to the person next to you that's close to you. You know, and then I encourage you, take it one day at a time. If you're a person who is filled with negativity, you decide and say, you know what, I'm going to keep a log. And I'm going to try to go one day. I'm going to tell you to just do it for one day. One day where you don't speak in that 24-hour period. And then almost a third of that period, you're going to be asleep. Nearly a third of that. Some of you all may get 5 hours sleep, 6 hours, 7 hours sleep, 8 hours sleep. But close to a third of that, you're going to be sleeping. So you don't have to worry about that part. But for the next 18, 19, 20 hours that you're awake perhaps, make a conscientious effort to speak positively into the universe and to speak that positiveness into somebody else's life. Bless them with that, whether it's a compliment or something you can do for them. Pick up the phone. Call someone. If no one's in there with you, and say, you know what? God loves you and fine. But I want you to know that your blessings are here and now. And as a result of your blessings being here and now, you can be a blessing to someone else, because your phone call to someone now might mean a matter of life and death for that person. You never know what somebody's going through. They may be thinking about taking their own lives right now. But you pick up that phone and you let them know that, you know what, I admire you for this. I admire you for that. You know what, you've been my hope, my inspiration. But tell somebody something positive, you know, and you just might get a phone call yourself from someone that may have heard this message, or the angel planted the seed that someone's calling you to tell you that they love you. That someone's calling you to let you know, to remind you that God loves you. We are out of time this evening with this broadcast. I trust this broadcast has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And, of course, if you want a free copy, a complimentary copy of the publication, the biweekly publication, just simply send us a line in the subject line to Dr. Online at Dr. Jesse Walker and mention free complimentary copy of the publication. We'll get that out for you within 24 hours. I trust, once again, the program has been a blessing to you as much as it has to me. And please join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which we've got a great show coming up for you. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, join us again here next Friday from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Time. Until then, to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.